Steel Breeze with Charlie Tuna. And You Don't Want Me Anymore. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, though, we'll have another famous fable, radio serial, all the gossip on People Talk, and a telephone poll. Here's one for nobody. Sylvia and nobody. Here's something that might be of interest to somebody. Sugar-saturated kids' cereals may actually fight tooth decay if they contain bran. Dr. Kenneth Madsen of the University of Texas has found that the bran or seed coverings of certain grains, such as oats, corn, barley, and rice, contains a chemical substance that inhibits the growth of tooth decay. Madsen fed rats who are ready to eat corn bran cereal high in sugar and found that the bran rats had fewer cavities than rats fed a lower sugar diet. Wheat bran, a popular health food, unfortunately has no decay-fighting properties. What I want to know is how they made those tiny little toothbrushes for the rats. Check them out. Charlie Tuna! We all know we're facing an energy crisis, that we have to import about half the oil we use in the U.S., and that energy gets scarcer and more expensive every day. That makes it more important than ever to save energy. One thing you can do to help is turn down your thermostat at night. People used to say that turning down the thermostat wouldn't save anything because it would take so much more energy to get the house warmed up in the morning. Sounds good, but new research with actual energy measurements shows that it just isn't so. The U.S. Energy Research and Development Association has shown that turning down the thermostat for several hours each night can save up to 15% of what would have been used and wasted if the thermostat wasn't turned down. So turn down that thermostat. Save your country energy. Save yourself money. That's a good deal. Time now for boys and girls of all ages to gather around their radios. Charlie's client replied, money? What money, and kept repeating that. The judge finally dismissed the case, assuring everybody that Charlie's client was definitely mentally ill. Charlie's client left the room with Charlie very happy. "Good job," said Charlie. "Incidentally, you'll have to stop by my office to pay the $500 service charge." At which point, Charlie's client looked at him and said,
money? What money?
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely. On such a time as flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
John and the Rocket Man. rocking and rolling, man, here with Charlie Tuna. Coming up our telephone poll today on Where There's a Will, or maybe there isn't a way if you don't have a will. 7 out of 10 Americans don't have wills. Do you? And if it's unique, by all means, tell us about it. That's our question today. Here's the new one from Dionne Warwick with Barry Gibb producing on this one. All of them helped write it. Heartbreaker. The world's highest mountain range has fallen victim to air and water pollution. Environmentalists say population increases and unchecked tourism are destroying the lakes and forests in the Himalaya Mountains of northern India. The region's once lush forests have been stripped to provide fuel, they say, and the scenic lakes of Kashmir have been turned into open sewers by the influx of foreign visitors. Now pollution at the roof of the world. What next? Charlie Tuna! conflict of interest policy at DOD is tough. It says that as long as you're a Defense Department employee, the public's interests are yours. You don't waste public funds or use them for your personal benefits, not even a dime's worth. You don't do favors for government contractors, and you accept none from them. Avoiding even the appearance of conflict of interest is in the public interest and ours. Charlie Tune is set to take our telephone poll, and today's topic, you're never too young to die. What better reason to make out your will as soon as possible? Well, 7 out of 10 Americans don't leave a will when they die, but if you should want your property divided the way you desire, you better do it. Telephone poll.
Yes, I have a will. I have property, and I have a will. I made it out because I do have property.
Thank you. Telephone poll.
No, I don't, Charlie. I'm taking it all with me.
Oh. Telephone poll.
Yes, Charlie. I turned it all into traveler's checks, and I'm going to take it with me.
Telephone poll.
My request for when I die is that Elton John plays funeral for a friend.
Okay. Telephone poll.
Charlie, I got four wheels. They're out on my 59 Studebaker.
Telephone poll.
Yes, Charlie, I'd like some information on a will. I've willed my stuff to the Salvation Army, but the only problem is, after I'm gone, who's going to call in for pickup?
Goodbye. Telephone poll.
I have a will not to will my 15-year-old sister to the unknown comic.
Telephone poll.
Hi, Charlie. I don't have a will quite yet. Plus,
I'm very glad that this is a regular telephone call.
Telephone poll.
Hi, my will's kind of ordinary, but I do have it recorded on videotape.
Cool magic wins me over.
Steve Miller Band and Charlie Tuna. And that cool magic back on the telephone again. Sounds like another one of these trivia questions. Hi, who's this?
This is Dave Johnson.
Yeah, Dave, what did you want to know today?
The guys that I work with, one of the guys' wife's grandfather told him that it's his arm on the Arm & Hammer box.
Is that right?
And we want to check it out. We figured with all the listeners you have, somebody will call in that might know.
Just like the legend of Gerber's baby food, with the baby's face supposedly being that of Humphrey Bogart as a child.
There you go.
The Arm & Hammer, as far as I know, the arm on that box is the same one that punched out George Steinbrenner in the elevator.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else.
John Oates, Charlie Tuna, and she's a man-eater. I think I met her once with Mr. Goodbar, introduced us over a couple of drinks. Here's Rick Springfield, another way of putting it, get excited.
Well, you admit you like a game, but you're not gonna play. You just ignore what your body's trying to say. I got the feeling that you're playing and we're both gonna win. And I think this angel's about to sing. You might feel like I get excited. There's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire's ignited down below. It's burning bright. Oh, baby, stay we got all night, all night. Ladies, I can please if I'm on my knees tonight. No, baby, you don't look that nervous when you bite your lip. You keep them open when we kiss. You're a hypocrite. You got my body dancing tangos in 3/4 time. This angel's gonna spread her wings tonight. I get excited just thinking what you might be like. I get excited. There's heaven in your eyes tonight. The fire's ignited down below. It's burning bright.
Charlie Tuna, and I get excited. Well, this next article might get you a little bit excited. It's no surprise that some husbands feel threatened when their wives earn more than they do. What is surprising is the number who die from it. A study by Carlton Hornig and the University of South Carolina has found that men who are highly educated but hold low-status jobs and who are married to women with high-status jobs are 11 times more likely to die of heart disease than the average male. Hornig says these men are more likely to be psychologically abused by their wives, which leads to premature death. Among 1,500 couples in Kentucky, Horning found a higher rate of insults, swearing, sulking, and even violence, including use of a knife or gun, when the wife's job was better than her husband's. As Horning puts it, you have a guy who got a PhD in history and he ends up driving a cab. He marries a girl who has 2 years of college, goes to work for a bank, and in 5 years she's VP for commercial loans. The fact that his wife is over-rewarded, that's Carlton's words, not mine, ladies, that's a double whammy. Wives, hazardous to your husband's health.
Charlie Tuna.
There are men and women from all over the United States in our military service, and with them have come certain ways of thinking, including prejudice, that they learned while they were growing up. Trying to get rid of the wrong way of thinking is like trying to get rid of devil grass. Once the seed is sown, it takes quite a while before you can wipe out all the little shoots that keep popping up. But you can be sure of one thing. If we all work together, prejudice and bigotry can be wiped out. And the best way to start is by measuring people by their ability instead of their heritage.
People talk.
Four songs from Pink Floyd's movie The Wall that weren't on the Wall album will be included on an upcoming studio LP. The album is called The Final Cut and is scheduled to be released sometime this fall. Daryl Hall and John Oates admit they came very close to breaking up just before the success of their Voices LP in 1979. The two had had only three hit singles between 1972 and 79 and had become more than a little discouraged with the whole business. Daryl says one big change that helped them was his taking over production of their records. records. He says soon their radio sound matched what they had heard in the studio. Rumor has it that Graham Nash and the rest of the former Hollies have recorded a reunion album. Billy Joel wasn't even fazed by a recent bike crash in which he fractured his wrist and thumb. He says he'll be on the highway again just as soon as he and his bike are in working order. Singer-songwriter James Taylor has some new T-shirts for his fans. The slogan reads, JT, just a terrestrial. Most people find it hard to believe that Sting of the Police had hardly any musical experience before joining the group. The Police is the only band he's played in, but he used to do some solo nightclub singing and playing while he taught school during the day. And Ted Nugent says he fell in love with rock and roll at an early age. After the first time he heard some rock music, he had a radio glued to his ear night and day. Ted started recording in 1966 at the age of 17 with a group called the Amboy Dukes. He still plays one of his favorite old tunes from back then, a song called Baby, Please Don't Go by, remember, Sonny and Cher?
People talk.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the times. And lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy, but I can't understand why all these lovers keep hurting each other when good love is so hard to come by. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never
Forever Four here with Charlie Tuna. Somebody was listening earlier about your personality being reflected by your ears, and we said take a look at your ears, and what did you say?
Hi, this is Kevin. I pity anybody who can look at their ears without a mirror.
Well, that's going to have to can it for another day, Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your day with me. Before we say our goodbyes today, a very special hello and a salute to all our friends and listeners in Zaragoza, Spain. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Keep it here. Just put a big wad of bubblegum behind the dial. Nobody will move it that way. And until then, stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
A gift for a non-member of the forces? Your unit will explain the limitations.
Today's German phrase means, do you know how to ski?
Können Sie Skifahren?
That's,
Können Sie Ski fahren?
Können Sie Ski fahren?
Learn to build your own phrases. Enroll in a German class at your education center.
Können Sie Ski fahren?
That's Do You Know How to Ski? Today's phrase of the day.